Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. Dr. Rutland, you had a teacher in fifth grade who challenged you and inspired you to dream. Tell us about her and what you learned from her.
Mrs. Burkett, God rest her soul. She was an interesting lady, not very well educated, frankly. I was at a little tiny school in a very rough town. She had an educational practice that I wish every teacher in the world would take up. Every first Monday, the first Monday of every month, and she called it Dream Day. And she would go one by one by one, every single student, and talk about your dream with you. Now looking back on it, I wonder if she wasn't a Christian. She would breathe life on your dream. Talk about it. Make it come alive. When she asked me, and I answered without a moment's hesitation, to this day, I don't know where that answer came from, I said, I want to write books. Books had been a tremendous comfort to a very odd little fifth grade boy from an extremely odd family. Maybe I thought I could write books that would comfort somebody else. I don't know what it was. And she said, oh, Mark, she said, that's going to happen. She said, someday I'll go in a bookstore where there's a display of books by Mark Rutland, and I'll buy it, and I'm going to tell the lady behind the cash register I taught this boy in the fifth grade. I'm telling you, Susie, when she said that, something actually happened inside my little fifth grade chest. It was as if that had already happened. I never, ever doubted from that moment on that I'd be a published author. I just didn't know what book or when.
It's just so amazing when you think about it. And we really could do this for each other, you know, as a practice where we would ask that question to one another. And I've met so many men along the way who are miserable in their careers, their middle-aged husbands, fathers, and they feel totally stuck. But it's still not too late to dream. Why don't you just speak to that?
There was a boy I played baseball with, and he wouldn't swing the bat. He just tried to get a base on balls and everything. And he just said, I just don't want to strike out. I just think that's more a masculine issue. So I would say that there is always the risk and return ratio. You always have that, you know. But at some point or another, you have to face up to that fear of failure. I cannot possibly fail unless I try this, and I cannot succeed unless I run the risk of failure.